The peace of Eden's garden was shattered when sin entered the world. Down through the ages, the damage continues to mount. As believers in Jesus, our eyes have been opened to the reality of a spiritual war that never stops. Satan is determined to thwart God's work in your life and in mine. His plan, however, is destined to utterly fail, and you and I have a part in winning this war. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on the invisible war, taken from the book of Ephesians. He's beginning in chapter 1, talking about the cosmic conflict and why the devil is so determined to fight an unwinnable battle.
What makes Satan so angry? I think I know. He is so angry to think that we have a position that is far above what he ever had. He was like the choir master in heaven, as I understand it. And then he began to take some glory for himself and didn't pass it on to Jesus. And so he hung on to that glory, and that's how come the fall happened. And that's how come Satan fell. And what really angers him and makes him livid is that we who, in effect, fell with him in Eden, we now are going to be exalted to a position that is far beyond what he ever had. And we are such miserable sinners. And God, in his kindness and undeserved mercy to us, has given us all these things in Jesus Christ. And the devil absolutely hates it. He can't take it that we should be so privileged. But in the ages to come, notice the Bible says, God displays his wisdom, his love and grace. When Paul Gibson retired from Cambridge University as principal, there was a painting that was made of him, and when it was unveiled, he paid tribute to the painter. He said, in days to come, people will not say who is in that painting. People are going to say, wow, who was that painter? Oh, my friend, today, when we get to heaven, the issue throughout all of eternity is not going to be who are the redeemed. The issue is going to be who was their redeemer. I mean, think of it. To take us from the mud and to make us walk on marble, and to take us from the pit and to put us into the palace. People are going to say, who was their redeemer to do all that for undeserving sinners? It's a place of drama. And now we get to the bottom line. Guess what? It's a place of huge conflict. And for this, we turn to the sixth chapter now. The sixth chapter where the Apostle Paul says, I'm picking it up at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, there we are, against the authorities, different gradations of demonic spirits, just like in the angelic realm, where you have various strata of angels and responsibilities. That's the way it is also in the kingdom of darkness. And it says, against the rulers, against the authorities, that's how we fight, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil. Wow! There it is, in heavenly places. Same word. Same word. It isn't all friendly, is it? And that's where the conflict happens. And so we have an enemy out there who's been defeated, but he's on bail. He's on bail. And so what he wants to do is to do all the havoc he can to lead us into sin, to make sin look good to us, so that we follow his schemes as far as we are able. And that's where the conflict is. Five times in these one or two verses that I read, the Apostle Paul uses the word against five times. Notice he says we should be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers, against the spiritual forces. Have you ever felt as a Christian the against part of spiritual conflict and spiritual warfare? If you're honest, You'll say, yes, I know what it is to be against. And I know what it is to be assaulted. Now it says you wrestle. If you were boxing with someone, bad idea in my opinion, but if you were, you could at least run, but not when you wrestle. Not when somebody comes and throws his arms around you and starts to throw you down. You can't run away. We wrestle. Notice this. Behind our physical, relational battles is Satan and his demonic spirits. I have no doubt that they are assigned to us. That's what the Bible speaks about, familiar spirits. That's why when people die, they want to talk to the dead. They're not talking to the dead. They're talking to a familiar spirit who knew the dead. And we are in constant conflict. And behind that battle, there are spiritual forces. I think of that dear woman. God bless her. I cried out to the Lord for her this week. She sent me a 4 or 5 page handwritten this past week about living with an alcoholic husband with children in the home. I'm going to ask her to seek help, most assuredly. You need situations like that. Somebody has to come in. She needs the kind of ministry that we have here at Moody Church for women. But you know, even behind that, there are dark spiritual forces that always want to destroy, always that want to tell us lies that he, the devil, wants us to believe. My friend, that's what the text says. You don't just wrestle against flesh and blood when you're having marital problems and when it seems as if everything is falling apart. It isn't just a physical, intellectual issue. If your child leaves for college and abandons the faith and begins to live with his boyfriend, or she begins to live with her boyfriend, or he with his girlfriend, it isn't just always a matter of intellectual knowledge. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Oh yes, even if the devil didn't exist, there'd be plenty of sin in the world. But he strengthens it. He helps cause obsessions. And by the way, if you're here today and you've never received Christ as Savior, you're in a huge battle with him. Jesus gave an example. He said that the sower went forth to sow and he sowed seed all over. It's really the parable of the soils, isn't it? And Jesus said that the hard ground, that's where the birds came and they ate the seed. And later on he was interpreting it. He says, when the word of God goes forth, catch this, Satan snatches the word of God from their hearts. Have you ever met somebody who could be in church, maybe listening to a message like this or others, and they just don't get it? They just don't get it. And they walk out of there and they're talking about other things, and you think to yourself, did they even hear anything? Answer is, maybe they didn't. Not unless we all understand that the word of God is snatched out of people's hearts. Those are the words of Jesus. So we don't just wrestle against flesh and blood. Bottom line, we must stand on conquered ground. Jesus said here, or I should say the Apostle Paul says, having done all, stand. Now, we're not asked to conquer territory as such. We're to stand on territory that has already been conquered. Territory that has already been conquered. Jesus won the victory. As I mentioned, Satan is out on bail. He's allowed to do all kinds of things. But lo, his doom is sure. And today, one little word can fell him, and that word is C-H-R-I-S-T. One little word can fell him. So as this series continues, we're going to learn how to do spiritual warfare. We're going to learn to see what the Bible has to say about the cosmic conflict. Because it isn't just a problem at work or in your family. It's beyond that. In a few moments, we're going to be having communion together for those of us who are here today at the Moody Church. And when we take that bread and when we take the cup, what we are affirming today is that Jesus Christ's death on the cross, for all of its horror, though it looked like a colossal cosmic defeat, was an unbelievable victory. It is there that he purchased us. It is there that he redeemed us out from Satan's grip. It is there where he obtained the right to translate us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. It is there that we stand with a word that shall fell him. Let us pray. Our Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you might give us wisdom into the spirit realm. And may we count on all the things that we've learned about ourselves in Christ above all principalities and powers. May we count on that, Lord, to wrestle in heavenly places. Teach us to stand. May we know the meaning of those words. And for those who feel hopeless today, we ask, Lord God, that they may stand on your word, reading your word, standing on your blessed promises. Now, whatever you need to say to God, would you tell him that right now? You've never received Christ as Savior. Why don't you right now, if the word has penetrated and you say, I know I need a Savior, would you believe on him right now? Say, Jesus, I accept you as my very own. Hear our prayer, O Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. And if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, please let us know. You can write to us, you can phone, there are other ways that you can communicate to us, but tell us how much this ministry has meant to you, because we're greatly encouraged when we hear from our listeners and know that we have been a blessing and a help to you in your walk with God. And at the end of this broadcast, you're going to be given information as to how you can receive these messages so they can be yours. You can play them again and again, and you can share them with your friends. In subsequent broadcasts, we are going to be talking about the pieces of armor listed in Ephesians chapter 6. Absolutely critical if we are going to win against our enemy. We're going to be receiving insight as to the tactics that he uses, but also how in Jesus Christ we've won a victory and we can continue to win if we know who we are and what our resources are all about. So join us next time. Glad to have you with us. Continue to run toward the finish line, because you and I are in this all the way and we intend to win. God bless you. See you next time.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, concluding his message on the cosmic conflict, the first of seven messages on the invisible war. Tomorrow we don the first piece of the armor of God. Don't miss the belt of truth. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. Our series on the invisible war can be yours on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the invisible war. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next Running to Win.